ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ, ਗੁਰੂ ਸਵਾਰੀ, ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀਓ, ਦੋਨੇ ਹੱਥ ਜੋੜ ਕੇ ਫਤਿਹ ਦੀ ਸਾਂਝ ਪਾਈਏ। ਗੱਜ ਵੱਜ ਕੇ ਆਖੋ ਜੀ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਭਾਈ ਸਾਹਿਬ, ਭਾਈ ਵੀਰ ਸਿੰਘ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਇੰਨੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਸੀ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ। ਇਫ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਰੂਮਸ ਵੇਅਰ ਭਾਈ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਲਿਖਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ, ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖਸ ਹੈਵ ਸੈਡ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਥਿੰਗ, ਵੈਨ ਦੇ ਗੋ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਰੂਮ ਆਪੇ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਚੱਲ ਪੈਂਦਾ। And Pai Sahib, Pai Veer Singh's Kamra. Dr. Balbir Singh, his brother, who had a big part in finishing off his work and putting into publication, he made his home into a heritage site because he never looked upon his brother as a brother. He looked upon him as a saint. And he truly was a saint. He was a Sant Kavi. He was a poet. He was a writer. He did Katha one time on stage, one time. And after that, when all these Sangat kept coming up to him and congratulating him and asking for more, he says, no, this is not for me. I can't do that. That's very hard to hold off. I'll do it in my own manner. The strength that Maharaji gave him with the Kalam. His love for Sikhi poured out artistically in every fashion. He was a philosopher. He was quoting Socrates and Plato in his works when he's talking about the Adarsh of the goals of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. He has it all sitting in there. A khajana that's opening up now, translating into English. He wrote English poems too. He's fluent in English. Any technology at that time, he used it for the right means. Back then, not much technology existed, but the fax machine came out. And he would send faxes to places to find out and collect literature. He was a historian. He could collect literature. He found out about a lot of the literature that the Sikh Panth doesn't know about. He collected and put into publication. Jiri Akhirli Lake Si was this. It's called Sri Ast Gur Chamatkar, Tija Pag. And through this, the editor is Shivnab Singh. Shivnab Singh. And he is the son-in-law of Bhai Veer Singh. So he also was very impacted by Bhai Veer Singh's life. And he said, and he put in a small story directly related to Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. In 1940, and to this day after, who is one of the most proclaimed artists in the Sikh Panth? Bhai Soba Singh. Bhai Soba Singh has been renowned for his paintings. Bhai Soba Singh, Bhai Veer Singh had met. And he saw that Maharaji has granted him a beautiful gift. And when Bhai Soba Singh decided to paint Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, he saw that he painted him just like a Mughal Emperor Jahangir. He was hurt by that. So what did he do? He called him. And these are in the last years of his life, Bhai Veer Singh, when he was writing Chamatkar. He said that Jovi painting to Anudestaya, most of the paintings, pretty much all of the paintings that you see, a Manokarta, meaning that it's been carved by the mind that's painting it. So, Bhai Soba Singh, at that time, Bhai Veer Singh saw that Guru Maharaji had granted him a Chitrakari da Kala. What happened is that he would call Soba Singh and he'd say that, no. Aha, it's a beautiful painting. There is no untanya, there's no deficiencies in your skill when you make the painting. But it gives me a vision that he looks more like an emperor, like Jahangir. And honestly, if you see this photo and compare it, it does look like that. So, Bhai Sahib said that you wouldn't mind making another one, would you? He accepted. Soba Singh accepted. And for nearly 6 months, it wouldn't be a mind carving out a picture. Bhai Sahib would do Simran, and the picture that would flash of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, he would explain it out to him. And you tell him, no, that's wrong. Don't do it that way. And then he would restart again. For 6 months, this painting, it took place. But Khalsa Ji, unfortunately, I can't show you because it's still kept in Bhai Sahib's heritage. It's a photo that was made from the hands of Soba Singh and with the anpav intuition of Bhai Veer Singh, who's a complete saint. And he put it together and this photo was made to properly capture the image of what Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji is and the stature that Maharaji stood at, just naturally having what body that was created. Vat jodha bahu paropkari, ਪਿੱਛੇ ਬੋਲਣਾ ਜੀ, ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਗੁਰ ਅਰਜਨ ਹੋਮ, ਗੁਰ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਨਾਉ ਸਦਵਾਇਆ, ਗੁਰਮੂਰਤ ਗੁਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈ, ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਵਿੱਚ ਪ੍ਰਗਟੀ ਆਇਆ। ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਗੁਰ ਅਰਜਨ ਹੋ, ਗੁਰ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਨਾਉ ਸਦਵਾਇਆ। ਦੈਟ ਅਰਜਨ ਕਾਇਆ ਪਲਟ ਕੇ ਮੂਰਤ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਵਾਰੀ, ਸੇਮ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਲੇਸ਼ਨ, ਦੋਨੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਹੀ ਜੋਤ ਆ, ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਜੋਤ। ਦੁਨਿਆਵੀ ਖੇਲ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਸਰੀਰ ਦਿਸਦੇ ਆ, ਪਰ ਆਈ ਟੋਲਡ ਯੂ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਪਸਾਰਿਓ ਭੀਤਰ, ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਤਾਂ ਉਹੀ ਸਰੂਪ ਆ। ਵਿਦ ਇਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਨਾਓ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਦ ਫੋਰਮ ਟੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ, ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਰਿਸ਼ਤਾ ਇਟਸ ਫਾਦਰ ਐਂਡ ਸਨ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟਡ ਟੁਗੈਦਰ ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਵਾਸ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਜੋਤ। ਬਸ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ, ਇਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਖੇਲ ਆ। ਦ ਅਮਾਊਂਟ ਆਫ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਐਂਡ ਤਪੱਸਿਆ ਦੈਟ ਵਨ ਵੈਂਚਰਸ ਔਨ, ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਹਾਊ ਦਿਸ ਖੇਲ ਇਜ਼ ਪਾਸਿਬਲ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ is only through enlightenment, which is called Brahm Gyan, when Guru Maharaj Ji gives it to you. But from the person who has that enlightenment, from a person who has Brahm Gyan, he tells you that when I look at Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji, you know, the sarir or the corporeal body, or what you see as a subtle body, what you see right in front of you, the gross body that you see in front of you, that all dissolves away. And what do I see? Gur murat gur sabd hai. Piche bolo ji. Uchi awaaz de vich. Gur murat gur sabd hai. Saad sangat vich pragati aaya. Bhai Gurdas ji ki kehnde aa? That sangat de vich it was revealed, pragat hogi. Sangat vich it was revealed, ki revealed? That the shabd that Guru Maharaj is uttering, he's the very form of that shabd. And when I show you that ek paase there's a photo of Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji, but dissolving all that away, when Maharaj Ji signs, you'll never see that, okay, here Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji has signed his name. If it's on Guru Granth Sahib Ji's pothiyan, what will he sign? He'll sign in the same form that represents Paramatma, from Ikku Ankar to Gur Prasad. And that's the form that you'll see. It's the same form that from Guru Nanak Dev Ji's time to Guru Gobind Singh Ji's time, all the Guru Sahibs would sign in the same fashion. This is their form. It's a form that has no form. It's a form of utter bliss. Jinnu Appa Sat Chit Anand Kenne, the one who is the source, still is the source of all life and consciousness and intelligence. And Guru Maharaj Ji himself being the Anand Sarup, the form that gives you that bliss. By that bliss you start to feel is of Paramatma when you start doing Simran, Khalsa Ji. Because your mind starts to venture on that road to find Paramatma. And then you get little sprinklings of bliss that Guru Maharaj Ji offers. That Anand is Paramatma. So, Gur Murat, Guruji's image is Gur Shabd. It's Maharaj's Shabd. And we know that Shabd or Guru, Paramatma, there is no difference. There's different forms we might see. You might see an embodiment of a body, but then in reality, Maharaj created a world where he chose that I'll have a body of things that will accumulate to two. Though we have two on our body, our two eyes we have on our body, they see as one. We have two nostrils for one nose, then it smells as one, to having two nostrils. Hearing, you can't say that I'm hearing from my left now, I'm hearing from my right, they listen as one. They work in companion. But yet having one mind, it never works as one. Having one mind, it's always diverging and going off into a different direction. That's a nishani for you. Remember this, Khalsa. The moment that you're listening to kirtan, the moment that you're listening to katha, and your mind is pondering on something and saying that, oh, that's a good thought. That's a really good thought. I want to try to remember this. Or it might go off on a good tangent, or it might go off on a damaging tangent. Either way, it's not accepted. From, if you want to come and converge onto a single attention. But though when you start exploring Simran with your mind and you're working or you're listening, it'll feed that Simran if you're listening to Maharaj's katha or kirtan. And it'll only make that attention stronger. So, That, explaining that, is where we'll start off. Because with that, we have to say that, because that's what Guru Maharaj, where he came. He came and gave you the shabds. He explored the meanings of the shabds. He passed it on to you for the greater good of mankind, so they can attune, form the same frequency with what that shabd says and become that very roop. Become the very roop of Bani. They walk and talk as Bani, as what Bani explains. That what is Bani is them. Because what Guru Maharaj was Bani. It was the very form of that Bani. And Bani, what is it? Nirankar hai. So, we start off when we talk about Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji with this, and then following this, we talk of a prasang that I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with. And that prasang we're going to go through, and then after we'll go into some prasangs that sometimes you might not be as familiar with. So, the one I'm alluding to, the one I'm referencing, the one I'm directing at, is the one of where Guru Arjan Dev Ji is approached by Mata Ganga Ji. And Mata Ganga Ji Subhav Vallo, meaning from her nature, both poli pali si. Mata Ganga Ji had come up to Guru Arjan Dev Ji, and what she had been hearing, it was from her dasi. Dasi meaning that servant. In India, a lot of people, a lot of the seva in the home is carried out by people that offer those services, whether it's washing dishes or whether it's cleaning clothes. And some, in Gurukar, it was just a lot of Sikhs that wanted to do these kind of sevas for Guru Sahib. And one dasi that came up to, who was very dear to Mata Ganga Ji, and she had a lot of love for the Gurukar, she comes up crying. And she says to Mata Ganga Ji, "You won't believe what I heard. And it hurt me so badly that I'm afraid to share it with you. But I can't hide it from my face." As Mata Ganga Ji looked at the tears that are running down her cheek. And what was this? Well, Karmo is a bibi, the wife of Prithi Chand. The wife of Prithi Chand. And who is Prithi Chand? In order, Guru Ram Das Ji Sahib Jade, Prithi Chand the eldest, Baba Mahadev, and then Guru Arjan Dev Ji. And Prithi Chand had been steaming, boiling inside, why his younger brother got the Guruship. And over again, if you look at that Ithihas, it was so obvious it was not going to be Prithi Chand. He didn't deserve it, not even an inch or the side of a sesame. He did not deserve the Guruship. Well, yet he had a son already. And Guru Arjan Dev Ji didn't have a son. So, if you come into the Gurukar and you're a Sahib Jada, you automatically have some pagdi from your last life to come into that home. That goes without saying. And then when you have it, you have certain powers. Occult powers. And some use this one that's Gurvak Siddhi, meaning that the type that if you say something, it becomes true. And he decided to execute it. And what did he do? In front of their servant and Bibi Karmo, who's afraid that the Guruship now has been lost and it'll never make its way into their home. She says, our son Mehrvan, she wanted that he receive the Guruship. Prithi Chand said that you have no fear. I'll say it, that he will not have a child. He will not have a child. He will go childless in this world. When the Dasi, their servant, heard it, she went and started talking with the servant of Mata Ganga Ji. And when Karmo's Dasi mentioned to Mata Ganga Ji's Dasi, Mata Ganga Ji's Dasi, she couldn't tolerate it and she started crying. She couldn't hold it in when she heard that somebody could make such a harmful bhajan, which comes as a curse. And then she knows that these are beings that have been born into the Guru Nanak Dev Ji's ghar, within the home of Guru Ram Das Ji's ghar, that there must be some power behind these words. And when she went crying to Mata Ganga Ji, the same nature, she starts crying as well. She goes and quickly goes to Guru Arjan Dev Ji and explains to Guru Arjan Dev Ji, this is what I've heard. Guru Arjan Dev Ji explains to her that if you want the blessing of a child, there is a Gursikh still here to this day that is living from the time of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. And he has practiced Sikhi so much so that he's an example for every Sikh out there. There's no one else that you need to turn to go to these kind of gurusiks that have kamai, and he'll offer you a blessing. Now when Maharaj had said this, he had already given the power to Baba Buddhaji. And when Baba Buddhaji, being the same form as Guru Sahib, you wouldn't look at him at any different way. Though he would always call himself a person that rolls in the feet of Guru Sahib. That's Babaji's Nimrata. And that Nimrata is one chin, or you can say one characteristic that points out to you how he got to that spiritual status. Oh, vasta tak ponchnu nimrata je aap mukho aaye nikal jave eh vi pragat ho janda kis tarah oh us avastha tak ponche. So Mata Ganga ji then says, theek hai. She gets her dasiyan together, gets up, tells them what to make, gets everything ready, Harsh gets all ready, gets the chariot ready, a wagon that's still preserved today. And this chariot gets prepared. Mata Gangaji sits within it. And then all of a sudden they go off. And quickly they go off looking for Baba Buddhaji, which they know where he was living now, still in the district of Amritsar. Jithe hun Gurdwara Baba Bir, Baba Buddhaji haiga. The Gurdwara vi tuhanu darshan karaunga. I'll show you in photo. Is that's where they went off. That's where Baba Buddhaji used to stay during that time. A lot of different animals that you'd think apu vichi pirnge, that they'll fight amongst each other. They used to exist in harmony. And that was because of the radiance, or you can say the pratap, the vibration of his pagti, the pratap of Baba Buddhaji's pagti. And it was Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, after the funeral of Baba Buddhaji, that he would come and bow his head at that spot. He said that, "I'm not bowing my head to anybody. I'm bowing my head to Bani. And this spot has a lot of Bani resonating." Baba Buddha ji ne ni pagti kiti, kithe kithe kamai kiti, kinni seva kalna kiti khalsa ji. Rehearing his story brings tears to your eyes when you hear about the last moments of Baba Buddha ji and what he did, what he chose to do at his last breath before Guru Har Gobind Sahib ji. But yet we're not going to explore that topic. Today is what Maharaj's avatar, and with Mata Ganga ji's chariot prepared, and they're heading towards Baba Buddhaji. Well, Baba Buddhaji sees the chariot coming, all this dust revolving. And he's looking like, what's the rush? Why are they coming all of a sudden? He says, Guru, this is what he would say, Ramdas pur pajad kin pai, sabbe lok e or sadai, pajad roop banaye ke kyon aaye thai. So, Ramdas pur Amritsar, pajad kin pai. Then who's caused this rush to come out of Amritsar? Amritsar sifti da kar. Amritsar is a place of worship. Why all of a sudden are people leaving Guru Ale kyun in sheti bhajir pai? Why are they rushing out of Amritsar? Sadi ta ichha aayi bani jandi hai. Ardaas de vich vi sadi ichha. Amritsar na aap ja ke ishnan kariye. We say this in Ardaas every time. Sadi ichha hai ki Amritsar nu jaanu. But then the Baba Buddha ji is telling him, "Ne bar kyun bhajir pai hai? Why are they leaving Amritsar? Mai ichha ta hai ki Amritsar jaanu jadon vel mil jave kheti baadi to. From farming, when I get opportunity, I want to go to Amritsar to do my Guru Sahib's darshan didare." So from his point of view, it came out automatically. It was not a curse. It was not meant as a curse. Although those that would hear it might see it as a curse, because it did not actually happen. They were not rushing. Mata Ganga ji and her companions were not rushing there. They were coming Sahaj Sabhai. But seeing this, Baba Buddha ji, Sahaj Sabhai automatically let out these words. He says, Ramdaspur pajad kin pai. Who's caused this rush to come out of Ramdaspur or Amritsar? Sabbe lok. ਇਹ ਔਰ ਸਦਾਈ ਇਹ ਸਾਰੇ ਲੋਕ ਆਏ ਲੱਗਦੇ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਆਉਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਆ ਔਰ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤਸਰ ਸਾਰੇ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਵਿਦ ਆਲ ਦੀਸ ਕੰਪੈਨੀਅਨਸ ਸਾਧ ਸੇਵਾ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਇਕੱਲੇ ਜਾਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਐਂਡ ਐਟ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਟਾਈਮ ਵਾਟ ਡੂ ਯੂ ਨੀਡ ਆਲ ਦੀਸ ਕੰਪੈਨੀਅਨਸ ਵਿਦ ਯੂ ਡੂ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਇੱਛਾ ਐਜ਼ ਯੂ ਐਂਡ ਵਾਟ ਆਰ ਦੇ ਰੀਲੀ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਫੋਰ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਐਜ਼ ਸਰਵੈਂਟਸ ਟੂ ਸਰਵ ਯੂ ਐਜ਼ ਯੂ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਸਰਵ ਅ ਸੇਂਟ ਵੈਲ ਭਾਜੜ ਰੂਪ ਬਣਾਏ ਕੇ ਕਿਉਂ ਆਈ ਹੈ ਠਾਏ And then making a form of a rush, why are you coming to this tie or spot? Now, those were the words of Baba Buddhaji. When he said this to Mata Gangaji as she came off the chariot, and she would bring food out that was prepared by the servants, Baba Buddhaji tells her plain, Mataji, that you've come here seeking a blessing. You've come here seeking a blessing, but all the blessings and gifts are rolling around at the feet of Guruji. I'm just a poor servant of him. The Mata Lala Gola, all I am is a servant of Guru Maharaji. Why don't you ask Guru Maharaji for that? Now Mata Gangaji had, and it was Guru Arjan Dev Ji that directed him. Towards Baba Buddhaji. Now what does she do? In a dilemma, as soon as these words came, though they weren't meant to hurt her, they ended up hurting her. Poli Sabha Mata Gangaji would turn back with the prasada, and in her hand, in the chariot, she'd be crying the whole way back. Going back, going to Guru Arjan Dev Ji, Guru Arjan Dev Ji asking, Ganga, why are you crying? Why are you letting out so many hanju? Why are you letting out so many droplets out of your eyes? Mata Gangaji tries to catch her breath and then explains to Guru Arjan Dev Ji, the minu daat nahi mili. He said, kyun nahi mili? That what happened? Now this is Rath too. He was trying to explain to her in what manner you should go. So Guru Arjan Dev Ji explains to her, he's like, you know, though he knew, Guru Maharaj wants her to say it, he tells her that what manner did you go? Well, I got the chariot that I normally travel in, and I got the companions that normally work for us. He says, no, that's not how you're to do it. One time, to go off the story a little bit, Mata Gujjar Kaur wanted to have a darshan of a Brahmgyani. Aap bhi Brahmgyani hoke. She would reach that padvi. But she wanted to do service of a Brahmgyani. And Guru Gobind Singh, she would ask, how can I do this? Khalsa ji, this aas puri hoi when Mata Gujjar Kaur was directed by Guru Gobind Singh ji to get up at Amrit Vela, simmer naam abhyas kar, and prashada tayar kar. When that form of love takes the form of food, then which bhagat won't come to get that food? And who showed up at the door? Khalsa ji, Baba Ram Kaur. He's from the family of Baba Buddha ji. He showed up at the door. He showed up at the door and he said, Mata ji, bari bhukh lagi hai. I'm really hungry. Give me some food, please. But then he had bari bhukh lagi, and then I didn't want to go. I was passing by here, and then I felt inclination to come to your door. And guess what? The food was already ready. Maharaj ji nu vi bhukh si. When any bibi sevadar, what she would do is that we make a form of a cloth to put on Guru Har Gobind Sahib ji in Kashmir, my seva. Keki Ejiyan, Shudalu Bibiyan would make these kind of seva where their seva takes the form of cloth, whether it would be of food. And then Guru Maharaj would come. Whether it would be in Sri Lanka, whether it would be up in Kashmir, whether it would be the south or the north, Guru Maharaj would come. And unna di pyar di purti kar de si, meaning that he would complete their love. So Baba Buddha ji had said these bachans. She comes back and she's crying on top of it. Instead of getting a dat, I got a curse. He says, not a curse. Bachan hoye hone hain. And these bachan, although not true yet, because Guru Maharaj ji, and remember this, eh Maharaj ji da birda. This is a bird. If you want to know the nature of Akal Purkh and how much he loves his children, his gursikhs, if they say something untrue, Maharaj ji makes it true. Right? Maharaj ji makes it true. Just like the story of Mohana and Sohana, and the gursikh that paya pass, that hon thakur ni ni tonu main lag gaya, aise tarah, Maharaj ji had to keep those words true until a certain limit that came later on in the story. In the same manner, Baba Buddha ji has said something, and Maharaj ji has to fulfill those words now. Otherwise, he said a lie. But it came out Sahaj Sabhai automatically, and he's going to fill these words. And Maharaj Ji, the Birda, he holds your words as Gaur Sikhs, Jilobani Tode Rasnat Reve, comes up to those spiritual words, and Maharaj Ji gives you this gift of Vak Siddhi, meaning that what your words are, they'll become true. Well, if it's untrue at that time, he will make it true. It's only untrue for that period of time, a short while. Now, Maharaj Ji would say, go again, Ganga Ji. Go again. Mata Ganga Ji, but this time, do it in the manner, Pyar Naal Utke. Let the seer servants rest at that time. You get up at Amrit Vela, and without all the fashionable chariot, you walk barefoot and go there. She understands what simplicity means now in Sikhi. Maharaj Ji saw her as his wife and a Sikh, and at the same time helping her up along the way and teaching her the dara, teaching her the path. Dampati, how a couple should exist. So he taught her that this is simplicity. This is what Guru Maharaj Ji becomes happy with. And that's what his Pagats become happy with. Simplicity. She had a simple suit on that time. Kurta pajama, paake, she would go prepare prasad with her own hats and then take it, wrap it up. At Amrit Vela, though cloudy, a hint of rain might come, though it didn't come, she would place this bundle on top of her head, and Mata Ganga Ji would start walking towards where now Gurdwara Bir Sahib Baba Buddha Ji is. She'd start walking, Nange Pari. Never had Mata Ganga Ji gone barefoot anywhere, paddle for a walk or anything. This time she's finding it hard. Pricks are coming underneath her feet. Khoon seep janda. Blood comes out and it dries out quickly because it gets jammed up with dust that's collecting on her feet and collecting onto her suit. But all she cares about at this time is that one ask that she has, that a son be graced into this home that will later on become deserving of the Guruship or the Gurta Gaddi. She reaches that spot, and guess what happens? Before she even reaches that spot, who comes running? Baba Buddha Ji. Baba Buddha Ji comes running and he says, Mata Ji, only matas know, only mothers know, jado bhukh lagdi hai. I'm hungry. I don't know where this pang of hunger came all of a sudden at Amrit Vela. Normally I'm not hungry at this hour, but Guru Maharaj Ji ne sabab banata. And literally, it was the hunger for that pyar of what was sitting in that thal. It was Mata Ganga Ji's pyar. Mata Ganga Ji's pyar that was in that prashada. Govind Pao Pagata Pukha. Yes, Guru Maharaj Ji is hungry for pyar, and so are his saints. And that saint, because they know when they eat that prasada, it'll only encourage that worship to go stronger. So, what happened? Well, Mat Gang Mam Jachan Kino. At that time, Baba Ji would take that thal in his hand, simple prasada, and then there would be ganda, and Baba Buddha Ji would take that ganda, and after Mata Ganga Ji would explain to him that Guru Ghar de vich varis chahida, meaning a person to carry on this lineage and the Guruship. E varis, Baba Buddha Ji, I came to you for asking for that blessing. Mat Gang Mam Jachan Kino, she made this request. And Hoi Prasan Buddha Bar Dino Bar, meaning blessing. Blessing Baba Buddha Ji would give. And what would he do? At Amrit Vela, still dark out, he'd take the ganda, roll it around in his head, and then crack it. He'd crack the ganda to break it open. And when he did this, at the same time, at the same moment, what happened up in the skies? Lightning. Lightning. In the midst of clouds, there was lightning. And when Baba Buddha Ji said, Dekho, take it as your vara is complete now. And who will come? I'll tell you too. I've foreseen it. Who will come? Vat Jodha Bohu Parupkari, a Mahan Guru Sahib will come. That Dushtana Sar Isi Tarah Pannunga Jis Tarah Main Gande Nu Hun Panneya. The manner that I broke this onion in half, he'll break the heads of the enemies that hold any grudge or come across the life of a saint. He'll come as a savior for them. And then on top of it, you see the lightning that Akal Purkh has graced. At the same time, I cracked this onion. That lightning reflects the talwar that he'll carry in his hand. Yes, the Guruka is going to adorn kirpans now. And it'll sparkle, ayan chamak deogi, on a battlefield in the manner of lightning was in the cloud. And you see those clouds? The clouds all together will be the big army that will assemble behind Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. And that thunder that you heard after will be the drums rolling, the drums beating behind as this army will be moving forward as a Nagara. A whole drish, a whole vision that Baba Buddha Ji would have, he would paint it out in a photo from Mata Ganga Ji. Every time he would paint a new image, her heart will lift up that had been disheartened. Her heart that had fallen down towards her stomach now was lifting up in joy of what Baba Buddha Ji was saying. In khushi, she would return to Guru Arjan Dev Ji and then say and transmit the blessing that Baba Buddha Ji has given. Well, now, this asthan is known as Gurdwara Bir Baba Buddha Ji. And jadon, I don't know if you've heard of a pustak, it's called Gur Bilas Patshahi Shevi. Gur Bilas Patshahi Shevi. We have it here at the academy. And if you read the Mudle Panne, if you read the first angs of this pothi, you'll find out that this is a pothi of Pai Mani Singh, Shahid Pai Mani Singh. But it's not written by him. So how do I say it's of Shahid Pai Mani Singh? Well, Pai Mani Singh one time heard a kirtani practicing. And what was he practicing? Let's sing it. Panj Pyale, Panj Peer, Panj Pyale, Panj Peer. Shatam Peer Betha Gur Pari, Shatam Peer Betha Gur Pari. Panj Pyale, Panj Peer, Panj Pyale, Panj Peer. Shatam Peer Betha Gur Pari, Shatam Peer Betha Gur Pari. Chatam Peer Betha Gur Pari, Chatam Peer Betha Gur Pari. Arjun Kaya Palit Kai, Arjun Kaya Palit Kai. Murat Har Gobind Savari, Murat Har Gobind Savari. Chatam Peer Betha Gur Pari, Chatam Peer Betha Gur Pari. Kirtani is singing this. Chatam Peer Betha Gur Pari, Chatam Peer Betha Gur Pari. Shahid Bhai Mani Singh in Lahore is listening to a Kirtani play this Shabd. And then he hears him and he says, the Kirtani asks him a question that Panj Pyar De Pyale, Guru Sahib, why did they have to take a warrior form? Why did they have to take it? And Bhai Mani Singh, Shahid Bhai Mani Singh looks at him and he says, you're living during the time of Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Do you need an explanation? If you want me to explain, I can't give it to you in a couple of seconds. He would sit on stage every day and a writer would write out the words of Bhai Mani Singh And Bhai Mani Singh told the story of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. That became Shaheed Bilas Patshahi Shevi. And in, through there, is a, I've taken a quote that I want to read out to you. That for all you future parents, you should know, it's not that you won't have a child. Some of you will have the dot. Some parents don't have it written, and they can get it written here to have a child. It's not even that. It's even to go to this Gurdwara to do ardas for a great Mahan Gursikh to be a child. So let's. I'm going to read it to you. Mani Singh ta bachan uchare pa Shaheed Bhai Mani Singh ne a bachan. These words he uttered. A din jo aaye bheed nihare, those people that come to this bheed Baba Buddha Ji Gurdwara Stan and do ardas, seva and ardas. Mata Ganga Ji did seva and then ardas. You know what bibiyan do? Some bibis, not from Amritsar district. These are true stories, Khalsa Ji. Kilometers away at Amrit Vela, they will make prashada and they'll walk barefoot to this spot still to this day to do ardas for a child. This ardas, some people in this Khalsa Panth, they'll say that asi kadi nahi ardas karde, kase ardas nahi karde koi cheez vaste. Well, you do ardas every day after Nitnem. What are you doing then? Ardas, Maharaj has made 101 ardas. He says, I want you to call out to me when you need things. I'm your giver. I'm the giver. Otherwise, you think you're going to bring things forth by yourself? No, ask for Maharaj's adat. If you get a new car, thank Pramatma for this dat and do ardas for Shukrana. And if you want a child to be a great Gursikh, and you want to do a Janam Sanskar after, it starts with an ardas. It starts with seva. Well, Khalsa Ji, he writes, Us astan ka darsan kare, sut isha, sut meaning child, sut icha teh puri pare. Now anybody that comes with shubh, manokamana, with a pure desire to have a child, but not just any child, a gursikh. Some people come with just a child. They don't care for much else. They get children when they come here. I know families that have gotten children when they've come here. Then some don't come for a child because they might already have the thought that they might have a child in the family, but they hold off before the union happens to have a child. They come here and they say that Guru Maharaj Ji, bring a great Mahan child. A child that will be forever a sacrifice for this panth. That's not our child, that's a panth's child. There, that's why khushiyan khede likal jande hai jadon eh je gursikh aunde hai dooje gursikhan de manan de vich. They don't see the child being born from two individuals, a husband and a wife. They see a child being born into the panth. They say there's another person that we can call a gursikh panpra, regardless of age. This sthan still exists. Countless bibiyan to this day in the langar halls are doing seva to have children. But again, I tell you, je aapni sikhi dharan kiti, how do you expect your child to have sikhi if you ask for a child from here? Yes, that ichha will be granted according to your seva pavna. But again, it might be that you want a child to be a great gursikh. Shubh manukavne ithe aake ardas karo, because this place resonates with Sukhmani sahibs, Japji sahibs to this day. I remember a small sakhi from Treta Yuga, Ramchandra, when he was going for Banavas, he came to a lot of different spots. Kyunki eh je jehde avtar pehla hunde si, it was Pramatma that was telling him to go to certain directions. Sadi koi virodhta nahi, but I'm telling you, these kind of gursikhs would visit bhakti asthans. And utthe jaake fir simran karde hunde si. They would sit down and do simran. And KK Alokika Sthan, I remember this one sakhi where you'd go there, you could see vibrations coming out and you could hear jap. I mentioned about Bhai Veer Singh's Kamra. That's a Bhakti Sthan. And gursikhs that go there are not going to go bow down to Bhai Veer Singh's body and the photo that you see. No. Their head is automatically going to bow when they see that Bhakti and feeling. Bhai Pindrapal Singh has been there. And he says, his own words, he says that jere jande vyakti utthe api jap chal pinda. Jap amdron hi chal pinda. Khalsa Ji, other Gursikhs have said, jimhun pindriya, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਬਾਬਾ ਗੁਰਬਚਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਹੋਇਆ ਦਿਸ ਸਪਾਟ ਹੈਜ਼ ਸੋ ਮੱਚ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ ਮਨ ਇਕਾਗਰਤਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਆਪੇ ਜਾਪ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਹੋਣ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਯੂ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਹੀਅਰਿੰਗ ਦ ਜਾਪ ਦੋ ਇਟ ਮਾਈ ਡਾਈ ਡਾਊਨ ਵੈਨ ਯੂ ਮਾਈ ਗੋ ਆਊਟ ਬਟ ਦੈਟਸ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਮਾਈ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਪ੍ਰੀਜ਼ਰਵ ਬਾਈ ਟ੍ਰਾਈਂਗ ਟੂ ਬਿਲਡ ਇਟ ਅਪ ਯੂਰਸੈਲਫ ਰਾਈਟ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਕਾਲ ਕੁਟੀਆ ਐਟ ਪਿੰਡਰੀ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਬਾਬਾ ਗੁਰਬਚਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਐਂਡ ਅਦਰ ਵਿਦਿਆਰਥੀਸ ਵਰ ਸ਼ੋਨ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਥਰੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਐਂਡ ਹਰਡ ਦ ਵਾਲਸ ਰੈਜ਼ੋਨੇਟਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਦੈਟ ਸਪਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦੇਅਰ ਸੋ Now, there is a spot, it's called Sherta Sahib, She-Hart. Hart meaning the Persian wheels. And what happened was when Nomi ne lagpag jaan lagge, 9 months had gone, Balak is coming to the age, the body is formed. Now, Akal Purkh's Jyot is going to come into the body at the time the body is going to come into this world. What happened is Maharaj saw that Baba Buddha Ji's words of that Guru Nupa Jirpaiya, let's make it true. Sulahi Khan had come. Now, this is not the time when around the Shidi of Guru Arjan Dev Ji that Sulahi Khan was going to come for attack and then he would get cremated in a brick kiln. It's not that time. This is another time that he would come and posing as a threat, Prithi Chand would bring him over to his spot and then threaten an attack. And Guru Arjan Dev Ji already knew that Baba Buddha Ji the Bachan Pura Karna, let's do it. And then Guru Maharaj Ji said that pack up your belonging, let's go. Mata Ganga Ji in a rush would pack up all her belongings with her servants and all those Gorsikhs would leave Amritsar and he said to Prithi Chand, you are my brother and I'm not going to choose to fight with you. If you want the city and you want prestige, go for it. It's yours. You can take over it. At that time, Guru Arjan Dev Ji left. He left for Vardali. And when he left there, a lot of Sikh Sikhniya would come and they would celebrate Guru Maharaj's arrival at Vardali, set up a place where Maharaj would stay, and they would all ਮਨ ਪੂਰਾ ਸ਼ਰਧਾ ਪੂਰੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਰੱਜ ਰੱਜ ਕੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਐ ਵਡਾਲੀ ਵਟ ਹੈਪਨ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਫਾਰਮਰਸ ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਵਰ ਫਾਈਨਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਵਾਟਰ ਵਾਸ ਸਕੇਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਕਾਲਡ ਟੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਦੈਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਪਲੀਜ਼ ਹੈਲਪ ਅਸ ਦ ਫਾਰਮਰਸ ਆਰ ਫਾਈਟਿੰਗ ਅਮੰਗਸਟ ਈਚ ਅਦਰ ਫੋਰ ਦ ਵਾਟਰ ਦ ਸਮਾਲ ਅਮਾਊਂਟ ਆਫ ਵਾਟਰ ਦੈਟ ਕਮਸ ਦੈਨ ਵਟ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਥੋਟ ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਵਾਸ ਟੂ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟ ਅ ਵੈਲ ਦੈਟ ਹੈਜ਼ 6 wheels Then in 6 different directions, that water can be brought out from the same well. With Guru Maharaj's bakshish, a lot of water would come into that well. And then that water would spill out in 6 directions. And that Gurdwara became known as Sherta Sahib, meaning 6 Persian wheels attached to a well that draw out the water. That Gurdwara and the well is still there today. And you can drink from this well. A lot of the farmers noticed that this water is just, it's unlike any other water. It's not like the type of water that we drink from other nalke or other wells. This water, mithas hai vich. There's a sweetness inside of it. Jithe vi Guru Maharaj ji charan sho, hath di sho, Guru Maharaj ji di bakshish hove, khalsa ji kyon ni mithas hove. It's Maharaj ji's touch that makes water into amrit. And literally it becomes that form when it comes out. And for ages and ages it will stay in that form. And that water comes. And then if that water is sweet to drink for the individual, imagine how much the crops flourish in the area that is irrigated with that water. Well, there's a lot of flourish. Vardali started to flourish up in greenery all around. The environment became very lush and flourishing. And at that time, in the nice weather, with the nice flourishing weather around, Guru Maharaj would sit near there and do his bhajan bandagi. Guru Maharaj antartyan ho jande si, would go into inner meditation. As he dived into this meditation at this Gurdwara Sahib, Gurdwara Sherta Sahib, well, it was here that Guru Sahib was sitting in meditation that he received the news, his next 6th form, Diya Page, he has sent down his 6th form now in the world. And who is he going to be? Chir Jeevan. He'll have a long life, a guruship that would last 32 years, 10 months, long life as a Guru Sahib, Maharaji's age would be around 42 years, but 32 years of those years would be as Guru Sahib would receive the Gurta Gaddi from Guru Arjan Dev Ji, and Upajaya Sanjog, that he is the one has been brought to receive the Sanjog Karam, maaf karna karam ni kehna, Sanjog, meaning the union or becoming the Guru Sahib, that he's been sent down to receive as a union with the status of becoming Guru. So Chir Jeevan, he will be the one with the long Guruship life of 32 years. Guru Gobind Singh Ji would also share this number, 32 years. Guru Nanak Dev Ji would have the highest number of Guruship years, because Maharaji's Guruship years would be right from a young age to the end of Maharaji's, where the end after the Udasi, when Maharaji would, Udasis after Guru Maharaj would merge into the Creator and give his form to Guru Angad Dev Ji, that would be 69 years. 69 years of Guruship for Guru Nanak Dev Ji, 12 years for Guru Angad Dev Ji, 22 years, 12 years of Seva, 12 years of Seva for Guru Amar Das Ji would then go into 22 years of Guruship for Guru Amar Das Ji, and then 6 of those years he would give over to Guru Ram Das Ji, and then Guru Arjan Dev Ji, who would be 42 years, and if you want to remember how many years he was Guru, flip it around, and you got 24 years. Udre Mahe Ai Kiya Nivas. Udre meaning womb, where the mother carries the child. Udre Mahe, inside the womb, Ai Kiya Nivas. Now, some people nuple kaunda, they think that Guru Maharaj's Jyot comes in just like we're born into the world, but from people that have gone to the enlightened stage, they say that when Guru Maharaj enters the world, the body forms in the womb, and when it enters the world, that's when Guru Maharaj's Jyot comes in. It's not that Maharaj for 9 months hangs upside down in the womb, right? That's been considered in a sort of a punishment or a part of Jurasi Luck that we're trying to move above, because birth and death have been equated together because of the hard time in the womb for the soul. So Guru Maharaj doesn't do that. He comes once the body is formed and it's about to come into the world. Maharaj ekidam pravesh ho jandeya. That's why right when Maharaj comes into the body and the baby is delivered, whether it was Guru Nanak Dev Ji's avatar, whether it was Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji's avatar, you would see a lot of prakash. A lot of prakash that would dim the lighting all around them. Whether it was day or night, whether it was tons of candles around, all of it would be dimmed as soon as the child would come into the world. So, Udre Mahe Ai Kiya Nivas, within Mata Ganga Ji's womb, at the final moments before birth, his light has come and resided. Nivas means resided. And then, Mata Ke Man Bohut Bigas. Jamya Poot Pagat Govindaka. It's Maharaji if he chooses this word. But we stray away from saying it ourselves. But explaining Jamya, we'll say it's his coming. Guru Maharaj's avatar and coming. For children, I'm sure you can say, you can use the word birth, but when we say it from our standpoint and how we look at Guru Maharaj, we know this is the Jyot of Nirankari, and it's Aad Sach, Jugaad Sach, Happy Sach, Nanak Hosipi Sach. It's a Jyot that's never ending. It's always been here and it always will be here. So we stray away from saying that when we say Ajunni, that Pramatma doesn't come into a birth or take up births. Maharaj is above births. To hold that up, we stray away from translating Jamya into saying birth. We say that Maharaj is avatar, he came at that time. So, Mata Kaya Man Bohut Bigas, Mata Ganga Ji's mind had now flourished and become overwhelmed with joy that now there's a child that has come in. But that joy for Mata Ganga Ji would become like a roller coaster because of the attempts of assassinations that are going to come on Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji's life. Jamya Poot Pagat Govindaka, that to reveal Pagti and worship of Akal Purkh, that Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji has taken up form. Jamya Poot, the son, as a son of Guru Arjan Dev Ji. He's come down in the form of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji to reveal Bhakti of Akal Purakh Govindka. Govindka Bhakti Duniya Nu Den Vaste Maharaj Ji has come now. Pragatya Sab Mehe Likhya Turka Rahao. Pragatya, that he's revealed, he was written from such Kand that now there will be a sixth form of Akal Purakh. A sixth form. So it was written from Sachkhand that God would reveal Himself as Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, and this Rahao is the central idea of the Shabd. Il turui likhe aya, das avtar hone si. That's why there were Bhagats sitting in different ages that had foreseen ke treta de, ke dwapar de, ke satyog de. There were certain people from, or Pagats from those ages, Har Jug Jug Pagto Paya. Every Jug has its own Pagats. And these Pagats had Drishti, meaning to foresee. These kind of powers come. And they're not something to brag about. Even people that, some people proclaim that Nostradamus and these other individuals that not even in our time that would have it. Regardless of the point, that these Shaktiyan would come for these Pagats. And it's nothing to even brag about, that when it would come, they would see into the future that Akal Purakh's image coming in a time and era of Kali Yuga. They would see this. So, after this Shabd was recited, the spot now would be visited where Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji's Prakash Sthan is. This is the old photo now. They've refurnished this place of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. Before, it was kind of sad to see this Gurdwara Sthan, Guru Ki Vidali, which was named Guru Ki Vidali after Guru Maharaj Ji's avatar, and Guru Arjan Dev Ji coming to Vidali. Both are good reasons to call it Guru Ki Vidali. That this Sthan, this is Maharaj Ji's Prakash Sthan, and this is the Gurdwara Sahib, where Tan Sri Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji Paragat Hoye, where Maharaj Ji came into the form of a child, Bala, as a Bala Pritam, as a child, a loving child, beloved child into this world. And jithe phir aap aake khedde hunde si, as a balak, would learn to crawl and then learn to walk. It all happened here in Vidali. That there is something that I want to share with you about Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji's name that I want to share with you. Now, I also mentioned earlier that which writing was it and who wrote it that was during the time of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji? It was the writing of Pai Sa Pai Gurdas Ji's Kabits. His Kabit Pothi was written during the time of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji's lifespan. And within that lifespan, Pai Gurdas Ji would also pass away. Now, Pai Gurdas Ji, in the Mangalacharan, before the Kabits start, he does a Mangalacharan. Mangala Har Mangala, meaning that he would call out to Paramatma for asisa, for blessings. And calling out to Paramatma, there is a Shabd that I want to read out to you. Right before the Kabits start, the Kabits is a type of poetry, a style of poetry. Before they started, he would write this. And this is in praise of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. And piche evi tusi ucharan karo, sorita. That was very tilla. That was very weak. Come on, let's try a little bit with a bit more strength. Sorita. Puran brahma bibek. Apa apragas hoy. Naam doi prab ek. Gur Gobind Bakhaniya. Now he changes and he goes Dohra. Let's see if you see any resemblance. Apa aap pragas hoy. Puran brahm vivek. Gur Gobind Bakhaniya. Naam doe prab ek. See any similarities? All he did is he took the first part of the pankti and he put it at the back. He just switched the order around. Why? And in the poetic world, a lot of them will, you know, come up and they might have to Pai Gurdas Ji and said that you've done an injustice. You've repeated yourself. And you've used a cheap way to repeat yourself. Maaf karna. I'm just taking a perspective of a naive person. And this would, they might say that you've repeated yourself, all you did is flip the pankti around. And you did it right after that one. Why don't you just exclude it? No, there's meaning. This is the top of the surface. There's meaning. Let's first translate it. So, Puran Brahma Bibek. Puran Keya, complete. Brahm Keya, to creator, the one who carries the capacity of creating. And then Bibek, let's call it Gyan. It is Gyan because it's a discerning power that Maharaji grants us of telling what's right and wrong. We ask for Buddha Bibek. Give our intelligence Gyan. Gyan that tells us how to travel on the right road and not the wrong road. That's where we use Bibek, Shabd Bibek. Bib Ek, Bib means two, becoming Ek. Taking two and deciding on going on one road. Bib to Ek ban jana. Bibek meaning Gyan, Gyan. So Puran ke complete, Brahm ke creator, Bibek ke Gyanu, Apa Aap Pragas hoye. Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, Ape Aap Akal Purkha, He Himself, Apa Aap, He Himself, Ape is the illumination. If He chooses to take this body, it's up to Him. He Himself is that illumination, that Prakash, Prakash, Ape Aap O Haiga, and He is the form of being complete and being the creator and carrying all the wisdom. Naam Doe Prab Ek. You might say that He's a Guru, and then you might use his name as Gobind or Har Gobind. Look, he chose here to say Gobind. But here you might say Har and you might say Gobind. Par o donne eka. Do nama par eka. That naam doe, there's two names. There's, you might attach Guru and then you might say Har Gobind together. If you say it in that instance, Guru and Akal Purkh o eka. Or you might say Har, Gobind. And if you say both of them, Har meaning Paramatma, Hareya Pareya, the one who creates life in everybody, and Gobind, the one who gives power for people to use their sensory organs, who's powering their sensory organs. Go meaning sensory organs, Bind meaning powering it or illuminating it. So Har, Gobind, they're both one too. It's Paramatma's one here. Don't be confused. So Naam Doe Prab Ek. Guru Gobind Bakhaniya. Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji is now revealed that He is Akal Purkh. That He is Akal Purkh. So, Dohra, Apa Aap Pragas Hoye. He Himself is illumination, and if He chooses to take up a form in the sixth form of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, then so be it. Puran Brahma Bibek. He Himself is complete as the creator and as the Gyan Sroop that powers the buddhi of people that get it out on a spiritual road of discerning of right and wrong. He is that Gyan. Maharaji Aap Gyan Murti Aap Hai Gya. Guru Gobind Bakhani Hai. When we talk about Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji and we want to reveal Him, then we should know that Guru and Gobind, Naam Doe Prab Ek. It's the same. Guru Sahib, in the previous ages, there might be a master and he's telling you to worship God and they're two separate beings. But no, here it's all one. It's all one. Akal Purkh, Ape, Ape Pramatma, Brahm Srotri, Brahm Neshti, Maharaji is all that, all together as one. Do Nama, but you might think there's two names, Har and Gobind, but together it's still one Akal Purkh. When this was said, repeating it in the opposite manner, in a fashion like you look into the mirror, you'd see another form, he did so. Bhai Gurdas Ji almost did the mirror image of the Sorata and he took the Dora and he put it together. And in the Mangalacharan of the Kabits, why did he do so? Well, Khalsa Ji, there's some meaning you can derive from this and I'm going to show you. Now first, look at the Shabd Har. I'm going to come to this. Har. I explained to you in the poetry class, there's a shabd from Sri Dasam Granth, Piche Parna. Ha karma, har pa, har so har roop kiye, har ki tarni hai. Durga has been explained as karma, in her hand she has a sword. Ha karma, har pa, she rides on top of a lion. And har so har roop kiye, her form is radiant like the sun. And she is the wife of the Almighty, omnipresent Lord, Parmatma Vaheguru. So Har ki tarni hai, tarni meaning wife, right? So Har is used in different meanings. And when you look up in Kaan Singh Nabha's Mahan Kosh, you'll find that Har also means lion. What's another word for lion? Singh is the word I'm looking for. And don't you look, if you take the Shabd translation of Har as lion, and you translate Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji's name, it'll become Singh Gobind. And what's the mere reflection of Singh Gobind? Gobind, the Singh. Maharaj had already started out the Khalsa form. Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji has taken up the lion form. Here's a small story. When Guru Nanak Dev Ji came to Astan in the jungles, and it was all lions surrounding him, and the lions came, and through their spiritual awakening, they spoke to Guru Maharaj Ji and said that, we've eaten all the lives here, all the creatures, we have left with nothing to eat, and we're looking and eyeing each other to eat. Guru Maharaj Ji said then, fine, todi kalyana, but I'm going to give you one more life. You come back with me in my sixth form when I start forming armies. You come back with me in my sixth form when I start making armies. And guess what it was? It was an army of lions. It was an army of Singh Singhaniya. Khalsaji, I'm telling you, this is the army of lions that Guru Maharaj had created at that time. When you see the mirror reflection, it started from Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. That started from Guru Nanak Dev Ji when we mention it, but that Pagti Shakti Samela now taking a different form of a Sant Sapai started from Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. And when it started, it was a mere reflection of what Guru Gobind Singh Ji was uttering. He was just making sure the time was complete. And whether it was a grandfather and a grandson relationship, it was still Paramatma's Jyot. It was still Guru Nanak Dev Ji's Jyot. It was the same Jyot. And through a name not easily caught, you can see the resemblance. Har Gobind means Singh Gobind. Singh Gobind means Gobind Singh. As a mere reflection of what Pai Gurdas Ji did, he said, Paramatma Ohiya, Naam Doe Prab Ek. That Naam Doeya, but Paramatma Ta Ekiya Donna De, Sriran De Vich. Through the bodies, it's still the same. Bandhan Kar Darse Guru, Bridko Badyo Anand, Saban Sunavat Naam Kehe, Shubh Sri Har Gobind. Who named him? Who named Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji? Take a guess. The same one who offered the blessing. It would be Baba Buddha Ji. Baba Buddha Ji would give the blessing to Mata Ganga Ji. And when Mata Ganga Ji wanted to name this child, who would she turn to? Baba Buddha Ji. Bandhan Kar Darse Guru. First, he bandhan kita. He folded hands and he saw the vision of Guru Gobind Singh Ji. When Baba Buddha Ji, here's this little fun little note for you guys to remember. When he saw Tirmal, when he saw Tirmal, now Tirmal, you know, he had the same sabha as Prithi Chand. And he wasn't a laik putar because of the karms he did. At one point he was hiring assassin to assassinate Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji. When Tirmal was born, and Baba Buddha Ji held him, he held him and looked at him, and he says, oh no, it looks like Prithi is born again to the panth. Prithi has come again, there's going to be more trouble here. Baba Buddha Ji first would go and see the child. He would see the chin on the child's head. But Guru Maharaj Ji vaste koi chin ni ni si, prakash hi si. There's another characteristic that you see Akal Purkh. He doesn't have those chins on his forehead. He doesn't have any karms written on his forehead. Prakashi Dastasi, when he saw Prakash, Har Gobind. Har Gobind. Har also means lion. Har means radiance. Har means lion. Har means radiance. Har means sun. Suraj Varga, Prakash. But Suraj Vi is left dim in front of the Prakash of Akal Purkh and comes nowhere close. So, Bandhan Kar Darse Guru. Brid. Brid is the name that they use in Suraj Prakash for Baba Buddha Ji. Brid. Brid ko badyo anand. Onne jadon dekhya, namaskar kiti, darshan kite, anand enna badh gaya. There's another chin. Maharaj-ji is Sat, Chit, Anand. Anand is a characteristic that is explained of Akal Purakh. Badeo Anand, Jado Anandi Srup Pramatma, he is the very form of bliss. And Androvi Tornu Unni Kheda Melgi, then you know it's Akal Purakh right there. So, Badeo Anand, Sabn Sunavat Naam. Then he declared in front of everybody after Mata Ganga Ji said, name him, Baba Buddha Ji. Then he said, Keh Shubh Sri Har Gobind. This Shubh child, this Sucha child, this pure child, his name should be none other than Sri Har Gobind. So, sare hath jodo and piche pado ji malar pool shamo Sri Nath Ramapat. He karunanid das toharo. Jo ham poot kapoot sabhi bid avgun chook na das chitaro. हे भगवंत दया करता रहो मलार महला पंजवा हे गोपाल हे दयाल लाल राव प्राण नाथ नाथ सखे हे समर्थ अगम पूर्ण मोहे मया तार पौड़ी हे अच्युत हे पार ब्रह्म हे पूर्ण है सर्व मैं हे संगी हे निरंकार हे गोविंद हे गुण निदान हे अपरंपर हर हरे हे संत के सदा संग हे ठाकुर हो दास रो नानक दीजे नाम दान हे ठाकुर हो दास रो मैं नानक दीजे Slokaye Prabh Sarnagati Ek Akhar Har Man Bast Aaye Prabh Sarnagati Ek Akhar Har Man Bast Vahe Guru Naam Jahajam जो सरदा कर सेव दे जो सरदा कर सेव दे वाहे गुरु जी का खालसा वाहे गुरु जी की फतेह